Midda and Turra brought up the rear. Mouse Babe Diggler was strutting behind Diggs, who was patrolling the line. Diggler was first to spot Ambrovina standing in the bushes. He raced to her, squeaking,
"Ambi! Ambi! It be me, Diggler!"
The badger maid swept them up with one huge paw.
"So it is, Diggler, my little friend. How are you?"
Diggs raised a hazel twig which he was using as a swagger stick.
"Come on! Halt! Steady, Jay! Be still now."
Marching briskly over to Buckler, he prodded him with the stick.
"I remember you, sir. Buckley, isn't it? Well now, laddie buck, what are you doing in this neck of the woods, eh? What hot?"
Aware of Diggs' unfortunate identity crisis, Buckler came to attention, throwing up a smart salute.
"Leading a patrol to escort you all back to Redwall Abbey, Colonel Crockley Smotherington, sir."
Diggs looked thinner and paler than his former self. His head was still swathed in bandages, and his left ear was missing. Tapping his open paw with the cane, he nodded several times.
"Rather tawdry of you, Bucklow, but better late than never, eh? Not flipping many for an escort. Got any more with you?"
They trooped into the camp on the muddy stream bank, whereupon, catching sight of her babes, Clarinna swept both Calla and Erfa off their paws. Kissing and hugging them, she wept and laughed wildly. Midda, who was being embraced by Django and Flib, smiled at the sight of the hairwife being reunited with her babes.
"Well, ain't that a sight for sore eyes?"
Django patted her back.
"No more than you are, darling."
With the babes still clinging to her, Clarinna launched herself upon Diggs, knocking him flat.
"Oh, my wonderful friend. You kept your promise and restored these two sweet babes to their mother's paws. How can I ever thank you, gallant subaltern Diggs?"
Her benefactor was horrified.
"Restrain your blinking self, ma'am. Remove yourself and these two little blighters from me before I'm drowned in slobbering kisses. And paw me, I say!"
Extricating himself, Diggs stood up, brushing off his tunic.
"Who in the name of scuts and scallywags is this creature Diggs? Mistaken identity, I fear, ma'am. I'm Colonel Crockley Spotherington, I'll have you know."
Not wishing to upset his friend, Buckler played along.
"Attention, every beast. Allow me to introduce this brave officer. His name is Colonel Crockley Spotherington, and I hope you'll all address him as such. Understood?"
The Colonel bowed formally.
"My thanks to you, Bucklepaw. Right, warm up in order now. On my command, back to Redwall Abbey. Kick, march!"
Django indicated the open food haversacks.
"Ain't you going to take a bite of victuals before you go?"
Diggs walked a circle around the logalog, sizing him up.
"And who in the name of blue blinking blazes are you, sir?"
Django returned his stare.
"I'm Django Big Boat, chieftain and logalog of the Gowsham."
Diggs viewed this statement with no evident surprise.
"Shrew, eh? I thought so."
He turned to Buckler, murmuring confidentially.
"Greedy little blighters, shrews. Get him back into line, Buckleton. We ain't wasting time on scoff, what?"
Without further ado, Diggs swaggered off at the head of the column. Django scratched his beard in astonishment.
"Well, don't that sink the logboat? Oh, greedy lad, Bucket Diggs refusing victuals. I don't believe it."
Mumsy sorted out some candied chestnuts to give the little ones on their march.
"I should pay no heed to the beast, friend. He's as mad as an old boiled frog, but he means well."
The line of little ones holding on to the rope was still filing past Buckler, which caused him to remark.
"There's about 25 young'uns here, Mumsy. Where did they all come from?"
The waterfall filled her apron pocket with titbits.
"Some found their way to my cave, and the rest we found wandering around the woodlands. Orphans, their parents slaughtered by the Sable Queen's lot. I've been gathering them in whenever I could. They were crying their eyes out, hungry and lost. Sure, I couldn't leave them to fend for themselves now, could I, sir?"
Buckler pressed her old paw affectionately.
"You certainly couldn't, ma'am. Come on. Let's go to Redwall Abbey. There's room for everyone there."